Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. People need a lot of things, but they need love the most, and God's love endures forever. Interesting how the Bible tells us that His love is beyond comprehension or beyond finding out. It's going to take all eternity to reveal that vast love. So what a great song to begin with. And if you have your Bibles, or you can look on the overhead, we're in Psalm 104. Psalm 104, as we'll read about halfway through it, a little bit of a long psalm, but I thought it'd be a good one to just meditate a little bit on, because it's a nature psalm. God is creator, and He's the caretaker of planet Earth. Environmentalists need not be afraid, but God will take care and control what He creates. So Psalm 104, we'll read up to verse 18, I think. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, You are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering Yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of His upper chamber in waters. He makes the clouds His chariot. He walks upon the wings of the wind. He makes the wind His messengers, flaming fire His ministers. He established the earth upon its foundations, so that it will not totter forever and ever. You covered it with deep, as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. At Your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of Your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which You established for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. He sends forth the springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Besides them, the birds of the heaven dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. He waters the mountains with His upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of His works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine which makes man's heart glad, so that he may make his face glisten with oil, and food which sustains his man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which He planted, where the birds build their nests, and the stork whose home is in the fir tree. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the seraphim. Father, we do thank You that You are the creator and the sustainer of all things. Lord, we need not fear, Lord, as sometimes the environmental alarmists tell us that things are coming to an end because of man, Lord, but You sustain all things that You create, even man. Lord, You say that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and great are Your works, Lord. So we thank You for that, that we can take refuge, that we can take solace in the fact that You're sovereign. Lord, You lead us out, You bring us in. Lord, that You may be glorified and that You may be established here in our lives, Lord, and on planet Earth. Lord, we do pray that this morning, God, as we worship You, we would worship You from our hearts. We would give You all our attention. Lord, we pray that You'd open our minds to what You have for us through Your word. Lord, we thank You, we praise You, we give You honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Let Your will be done here. Yes, Lord, we praise you this morning for your beautiful name. Thank you for being wonderful to us, Lord, for being powerful in our lives. Lord, we look to you this morning if we're hurting, if we're disappointed. Lord, we long for you. Pray now that you'd fill us and use us. God, equip us even for the week ahead. Lord, here we are.
Yeah.
to the altar. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Church, let's all stand together.
Well, praise the Lord, and it's good to see you here this morning. And prayer request, actually, you have in your bulletins, you have the conference that is coming up. It's actually 2.5 months away, but we really want to pray. When we're on the East Coast, Joe Foch of Calvary Chapel, Philly, they start 6 months out praying, and then the last 3 months of the conference, they just really have an intensive time of prayer. So we want to, 2.5 months out, I know we have been praying, but we want you to use these, put it somewhere where you can see it, and begin to pray for the conference. It's 2 days, full days of Pastors, Leaders, Church Workers Conference. We're going to look at being a leader and raising leaders in the church, and also the 3 nights of outreach with Urban Rescue. So why don't we pray right now? Grab a hand, and let's come before the Lord. Father, we just thank you so much that we can come before you now in prayer. And we can do much after we pray, but until we pray, we can't do anything but pray, Lord. And so all the planning that's gone into this, Lord, we've not neglected prayer, but as a church, as a body, Lord, we want to really diligently begin to pray for your very best, Lord, for this conference that is coming up. Lord, a lot of new people will be coming out, a lot of people that will be involved in ministry. Lord, we want them to be strengthened in their service for you, to be effective. And Lord, also for the outreaches that we'll do those 3 nights, God, we pray that you would bring in the unsaved. Lord, that they might give their hearts and their lives to you. Thank you so much for the body of Christ. Thank you so much that we can join together in this time of prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. All right. Hey, turn around, say hi to someone, and get to know somebody new. This is